welcome you to Shemach Yisrael. We do hope that this broadcast is an inspiration to you, all of our listeners, our friends, our supporters. We do want to hear from you. We do hope that our website, www.yahwehsword.org, is a great inspiration to you all. Do assist us in any way you can to sustain this labor of work here for Yah in Yahshua HaMashiach. All of your gifts are appreciated, and we do barak you for all things. Continue listening to this message, and may it be a great strength unto you all. We do want to hear from you, our friends and our listeners. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Mishpaha Yisrael. Greetings in the blessed name of assurance, the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, as we greet all those that have entered into the city of Yerushalayim, that we may hear the voice of our Abba as he speaks in profound revelation, knowledge of Yahshua HaMashiach, and the gathering around the throne here in Yerushalayim, for the Melechim, the mighty ones of Hashemaam. They have prepared even the offering unto Almighty Yah by the power of the great delight in Yahshua HaMashiach, and the attention of Yisrael is called as the Melechim, as they prepare to blow the shofar. Greetings, Yisrael, the Shabbaton, the Shabbat is upon Yisrael here in Yerushalayim. We have come to gather in the most blessed name of assurance, the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, as Yah pours out upon the nation of his elect his tremendous riches, his eshach, and that is that we are content, we are satisfied and pleased with all that Yah is doing and all that he has granted unto us as a nation, a people, as we gather in the blessed name of Yahshua HaMashiach. You're listening to Shemach Yisrael Re'ach David, Yisrael sitting here. Greetings unto you, my friends, my Re'ach, and also my Ohib, my enemies. I do love enemies because you are the ones that perfect my desire, my purpose for Almighty Yah in Yahshua. So I'm not angry at you at all. Hallelujah. Listen, my friends, I want you to tell those, your neighbors, your friends, even your enemies, tell them to go to Yahweh's sword on Shabbat and listen to this man. I have a question to us all. And the question tonight, I want to talk on that somewhat. When is it expedient or the best for our own benefit or safety for us to tell a lie? Can we lie? Is it important that we understand that we can tell and accept, practice, maybe a little white lie? Is it all right to lie? Is it all right to substantiate a fact based upon a shecher, a deception, a lie, a distorting and twisting of the elements of that truth? What should be revealed to open the eyes of one that they may understand the integrity of the matter? Then we tend to speak as our forefathers would say with shecher, shecher. It is a fashion or a mind to deceive, to remove one from the true reality of the matter, that we simply speak a lie. Is it all right to tell a little white lie? Is it acceptable by Yah that we can constantly tell lies, receive lies, honor lies, and honor things that are based upon lies? Can we do that? Or should we not? Do you have anything in Torah to prove that we should not do that? So there is nothing in Torah that speaks against that. Then certainly, then it is permissible for us to do that. Would you not think? Give me a call. The telephone number is area code 843-658-6222. I do want to greet you all. Our friends are Achdaiwit, Nesha there in Birkshead, Scotland with his family. Also our precious Ach and his Isha, our precious Achdaiwit and his Isha Susie. Yeah, there in Britain. We greet you all, and you that have joined us, if you're listening there in the islands of the Atlantic or wherever, in the Pacific, the Indian Ocean. All right, we have a call. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Shabbat Shalom. It's Brother David Nisha from Scotland.
Oh, my friend, how are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you, brother.
All right, you that are listening, this is our precious Ach Daiwit Nesha. They're from Scotland. My, now, you people here in America, here's an Ach. What time is it there, Ach Daiwit?
It's 1:15 in the morning.
1:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yet he is listening, he is awake and to listen. And the first one to call, so we want you to call as well. What's on your heart, my friend? So wonderful to hear from you. You're listening to Shemach Yisrael with Reach Daiwit, sitting here live on the Shabbaton. We have our precious Ach Daiwit Nesha there from Birkshead, Scotland. He has something on his heart to say to us. Come on, my Ach. Yabra.
Well, I was just listening to your question about whether it's all right to tell lies.
Yes.
And I can bear witness to the fact that I used to be a liar as a child.
Yes.
I lied constantly. And eventually it caught up with me, and I realized the foolishness of lying. And then I read the word.
Yes.
It's that no liar shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
Sure.
And I read the in 2 Thessalonians, where it is about a strong delusion poured out on them.
Yes.
No love for the truth.
Yes, yes.
And one of my prayers daily is that I don't want any of that delusion upon me.
Sure, my Ach.
That I will believe a lie, because that's going to damn my soul.
Sure will.
And so that's one of the things I pray unto Yahweh every day, to remove any delusion that's upon me.
That's beautiful, my friend. It's so vitally important that we, as a nation of people, that we, through the knowledge of Yeshua, and that's the only way, my Ach Daiwit, is that we develop this insatiable, this uncontrollable love for his Torah. And that the more we learn of him, we embrace him with a greater fashion, our heart, our mind, our nefesh. And all of our strength, we show this great love for him. And we as a nation of people, you know that. You see it there in Scotland. It's no different here than here in America. There is a tremendous, blatant, corrupt mindset that defies everything that the Torah speaks to motivate his people, that we may be the great strength of the nations of the earth. And that men will know that there is something different about us, Ach Daiwit. And I know you see the same thing there in Scotland.
Oh, yeah, yeah. People don't have... Well, if you speak the truth, it's almost like you're speaking to them in Russian.
Sure.
It goes straight over the head. They look at you. It doesn't matter what subject, whether you speak about the Torah or whether you speak about just something they can... Well, what you'd think they'd understand... They don't see the truth in it.
Absolutely, my friend. It's sad. And this is the hand of Yah, though.
Yeah. I mean, I have a son who now he's got a bail bush up in his house. And he knows it's wrong. You know, because we brought him up to
sure
know that it's wrong.
Yes.
His partner who he's with, she's, you know, into the pagan things, and she encourages him in the lie. And so I don't go round to his house. When that bail bush is up, I will not go round to his house. He can come here, that's fine, but I won't go and sit with him.
I don't blame you, my friend.
Oh, no, I won't go in his house.
No, I would not either.
Oh, no. So, I'm so glad when Yeshua brought me out of the lying and deception. You know, as a child, I was trying to impress everybody all the time, and now all I've got to do is impress Yahweh.
Yes.
And he wants me to impress him by having his word in my life.
Yes, beautiful.
That I live by his commandments.
Yes.
And that the honesty is there and the integrity.
Sure.
At all times.
Absolutely.
To speak the truth.
Yes.
And so I've found since I've spoke the truth, I haven't had any more friends or any less friends than when I used to lie.
Yes.
But I do have brothers and sisters now.
Beautiful.
And that means more to me than anything.
Absolutely.
Have you people in Jefferson.
Beautiful.
As my brothers and sisters.
Absolutely. We are the heritage of the promises of Yah unto his nation that he has scattered to the four corners of the earth, my friend. And I believe that.
Uh-huh.
I believe that.
So I'm so blessed. You know, it's a remnant, there's a few.
Sure.
Oh, Yeshua said it's only going to be a few.
Sure.
And to be counted in amongst the few.
Ah, what a beautiful revelation that is.
Yeah. So I was saying to my son the other day, I used to look at words, individual words, and then find, go through the Bible and find that word and what it said in each verse and
yes.
in the chapters. And then when I started to listen to you preach, it confirmed it in what you said, that, you know, unless we have an understanding of what the word means in its purity, how can we walk in that vein? How can we see how we should walk, how Yahweh wants us to walk? And so that really encouraged me to check it out, you know, to make sure that we're in the truth all the time. It's imperative.
Sure, it is imperative. So true.
We're going to fall. We're going to struggle days, you know. But Yahweh's word says, you know, he's faithful and he will lift us up and he will, you know, be our strong and mighty tower if we get into his name.
Yes, sure he will.
It's his name. His name is everything.
Sure it is. No doubt about that.
When we study that, all about his name.
Absolutely.
You know, and these people, they love lies.
Sure they do.
Love lies.
Sure they do.
You can never lie than anything else.
Sure.
Well, you can sell them a lie, but you can't give them the truth.
That's the truth.
So, I'm just so glad to speak to you, brother.
I'm so pleased, and what a great honor for you to call and tremendous distance from these states, and the heart is knitted as one, and the message, the testimony is the same. Only Yah can do that, my friend. Give my regard to the family. And tell them from Uma Teshua, we send them greetings and love in Yeshua's mighty name.
I will do.
All right, my friend, Yabarak.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shalom Yisrael. This is Shemach Yisrael, a dynamic message that is inspired by the Ruach HaKodesh of Yah. I do pray that this message is a great inspiration to you, our friends, our listeners, and supporters. We do hope that this broadcast is an inspiration to you, all of our listeners, our friends, our supporters. We do want to hear from you. We do hope that our website, www.yahwehsword.org, is a great inspiration to you all. I want you to tell those, your neighbors, your friends, even your enemies, tell them to go to Yahweh's sword and listen to this man. Well, Yisrael, a call all the way from Birkshead, Scotland. You're listening to Shemach Yisrael with Reach Dawid Yisrael. The question to us tonight is, is it all right to tell a lie and to nurture your children in lies and to bring them up in delusions and lies? As we see one that is upon us and that is hasting
the most damnable, vilest days of every kind of pagan sadistic manifestation upon the face of the entire earth. And it is known as this most damnable thing called Xmas, Christmas. You think that this is the hand of Yah? I want to read what he quoted tonight. It talks, Shaul, as he writes unto Thessalonica, the gathering of the scattered broods of Yah's Elohim's Bochia, those that he had chosen, those that he had laid his hand upon, and those that he had commissioned for the jewels of his crown, his Keter. And Shaul speaks unto the scattered brood of the elect in 2 Thessalonica, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 9. He talks about him. There is one who is coming, and the word coming or bow, he has entered in, and he enters into the mind, the heart, into the nation, and he comes with the workings of Hashatan. Now we must stop there. We must understand the workings of Hashatan. Do you know what the workings of Hashatan is? Can I show you? Hold that and mark that text in your Chetveh, in your Torah, 2 Thessalonica 2:9. And I want to look at one verse that we may understand the workings of Hashatan. I want you to understand his works. Yahshua said unto those that were of the intellectual knowledge of Torah and those that understood the letter of Torah, that they did not understand the revelation of the Ruach, because Yahshua is the revelation, the power of Torah in the living body of man, because it is the living truth of Yah. And he spoke unto that wise mind of the congregation in the Yochanan, John chapter 8, verse 43. This is a nation now, in this most damnable thing we call Xmas or Christmas. This is a people that would tell you, well, I don't see anything wrong with it. So Yahshua said, why do you not mean? Why you do not discern my speech? Why is there no spiritual insight in you that you do not understand my Daba, the promises, the word of Yah? He said, even because you cannot Shemach, you cannot hear my Daba. The words that I speak, they are not mine, but the one that has sent me. He said, why is it that you don't understand? How is it that those that they say they love Yah, and yet they will accept a lie? One of the most vilest of lies. It is a damn lie. And all these pagan type celebrations that lift up flesh. I don't give a damn if it's your birthday. These pagan mother days and father days and these gluttonous days. Your anniversary. It gives you some kind of identity that you've done something great. He said, why? You don't understand, even because you cannot hear me. And then he says this in Yochanan, John 8:44. He said, you are of your father Hashatan. These are the words of Satan. Listen. He said, and the lust of your father will you do. He said, Hashatan, he operates, he was a murderer from the Bereshit. And a lie is to destroy, to kill, to rid any substance of truth from a man's bosom. He was a murderer from the beginning. He did not abide in not just truth, but in ha-imatza. He did not abide in the truth. We know what the truth is. He did not abide in the truth. It's Christmas. Acknowledge in the truth. Yet Sukkot is, and we don't give a damn about that. Because there is no truth in him. Yahshua says, when this beast of hell speaks a lie, He speaks it of his own. Do you do things on your own that you perceive their right to do? Well, I will give my children a birthday party. It is a damn wickedness to that. You should not do it. It's wrong, Israel. Well, what's wrong with it? Because the Torah does not give any credence to that at all. They're only born one time. How can you have a birthday 10 years from the day you were birthed? It's insane. Even the words birthday, it is a deception. I don't care if it's your anniversary. You do that, you speak of your own. You do it of your own. He says, for HaShatan, he was a kazab. He was a liar. And he is the father of it. Is Christmas a lie? It says that HaShatan is the father of lies. He was a liar. He was a liar. He is a kazab. And he is the father of a lie. So anytime one speaks out of the tongue of shecher or bad, speak, these are the Aramaic or the Hebraic expressions to express the very corruption and the deception and the wrongfulness of speech. So is Christmas a lie? Then who is the author of Christmas? Who is the one that authors Christmas? Your natural parents, did they ever tell you a lie concerning Christmas? They lied to us because they were lied to and they held fast to the lie. Our Agdawi Nesha says no lie is going into the kingdom. I will get to that. So any lie, the one that births that, it is HaShatan. And if that lie is birthed in us, it is because the zira, the life of that kazab, that lie, it has been impregnated in our bosom. And the only way you will eradicate your conscience of lying is that you must denounce the powers of hell and you must identify what is in you, Yisra'yah. He is the father of a lie. He is a murderer. These are the works of HaShatan. That is why when Shaul was writing unto Thessalonica, he says, he who is coming, he's coming after the working of HaShatan. It says he's coming with all powers. He's coming with all Simeon. I use the Greek words when it comes to that signs. And it says lying wonders. Is not Saint Nick a lying fat devil out of hell? This wicked beast that intrudes, a fat beast out of hell? He slides down a chimney when there is no chimney? You bow down before the most damnable, wicked thing of a tree, you deck it? You know this has come out of the heart of HaShatan. You know that, don't you, Yisra'yah? You disagree with me? Shaul says he's coming after the workings of HaShatan. And he's coming with lying wonders. You see these perpetuators of lies and caring. Here people all year long, they do not give a damn. And doing this most venerable, pagan, vile celebration, all of a sudden their hearts are moved by a damn lie. You're sick and your damn twisted wicked mind, and they're moved to help and to give and to show a little love. You're wicked. Damn the lies. People ask me that. I said I don't do that. Why? I said because it is a deception. And a lie. So I do not participate in any activity that has been ordained by the gates of hell. It's never right to lie. It's never right to speak a shecher. I don't care if you have to give your life for the truth. You give it. You don't tell a damn lie. And this beast that's coming after the workings of HaShatan, he is going to exude lying deception. Well, who has given him the command to do that? Well, there is one that is greater than all, and he is in charge, and charge of all things. Shaul, as he prepped the people, he said, oh, by the way, in 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 10, he said that this one is coming with all deceit. His shekha, his lies, they are unbelievable because they are operated by the spirit of unrighteousness. It is a wicked thing. It is this ovon, the spirit of iniquity, because it does not delight in Torah. And when you participate in any of those activities, you are damning yourself, my friend. You denounce Torah. Well, what if I eat that turkey? I will spit on the damn turkey. Well, what if my mother gives me a gift? I will curse the damn gift. I will not even touch it. I will not allow her to bring that in my home. And if there's any matter of any substance that permit his Ishal to do that, he is not a damn man. He's a weak coward. He's a boy. Anytime you allow the Ishal to command that, now you Ishal, if your husband is ignorant, he's going to do that. You just be quiet. Leave it alone. Don't help him put the tree up. Don't touch the gifts. Don't receive the gifts. Well, what if he wants to give the children? You just don't touch that. You explain to the children that it is a lie. It's wrong. It is not based upon the principles of Yah. You don't try to intervene and prevent that. You get on your knees and put it in Yah's hands. He's coming with all deceit of unrighteousness. And that spirit operates in them that perish. Why? Because as our Zakein David said, because they receive not, this is it, listen, they receive not the love, the hava.
Shalom Yisrael. This is Shemach Yisrael, a dynamic message that is inspired by the Ruach HaKodesh of Yah. I do pray that this message is a great inspiration to you, our friends, our listeners, and supporters. We do hope that this broadcast is an inspiration to you, all of our listeners, our friends, our supporters. We do want to hear from you. We do hope that our website, www.yahwehsword.org, is a great inspiration to you all.
I want you to tell those, your neighbors, your friends, even your enemies, tell them to go to Yahweh's sword and listen to this man. They received not the love. No, not that they didn't know how to love, but they didn't receive the outpouring of Yah's love, his heart. All right, we have someone calling. Shabbat Shalom, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Rob. This is Brother Bobby Davis from Oakland, Louisiana.
All right, my friend. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm Barak, Pastor Barak.
You've been on my heart all this week. You really have. You've been in my thoughts. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, I wanted to call in to agree with you on these pagan holidays. It's nothing but lies, strong delusions, and demonic powers, Pastor. And
sure.
It's taking control over the people.
Sure.
You know, we sit here and we can't even honor the feast days properly because we caught up in these lies and these pagan holidays.
You know what, my ach, Bobby, but there's a reason that the people are given to Christmas and all of these pagan celebrations. There's a reason. As I was reading in Thessalonica here, it says that this one that is coming, he's coming with lying wonders or Simeon, or the ability to alter the mind and the conscience. And what alters the mind more than anything? Then one of the most vilest things that people spend all day looking at, it is called the television. It tells lies. My aunt, Baba, you know that thing will change. It alters the very concept, the very
nature or the very function of a mind. It will have your babies asking for things they don't know a thing about. It twists them with delusion and create this image in their mind. HaShatan is very subtle. He was the most subtle one in the presence of the garden of Eden. And so the enemy used these very powerful, subtle images in the mind. And this one that is coming after the working of HaShatan, he's coming with the spirit of lies and deception. And so you know that how that even this Esther, the Easter, and all of this, how they tell us that Thanksgiving, how that these pilgrims were so thankful and they butchered and killed, they stole and they robbed. And yet they purport these most twisted, blatant lies, and they call them, you know what they call them, because there's a difference, my ach, in the conscience of people, a little white lie and a lie. You know that, don't you? Oh, yeah, that's just a little white lie. What in the hell is a white lie? It brings damnation to a man. Go ahead, my friend. I did not mean to say all that.
Yes, sir, Pastor. I'm learning, Pastor. I enjoy everything that you're saying. And, you know, it's something, Pastor, how, you know, we at the end and everything is winding down and we should be focusing on Yahshua and Yahweh and so many things going on in the world to where it's taking us off the things of Yahweh, and we focusing on too many things in the world. But as the Torah teaches us, that we must put our trust and everything into the Torah, into Yahweh and Yahshua, and all the ones came before us and led the way, paved the path for us. We shouldn't be concerned about everything that's going on, Pastor. And, you know, I'm just encouraged by everything you're saying, and Christmas, Easter, all that, that's nothing but pagan lies. And the children of Israel, we got to wake up and stand strong and keep our trust in Yahshua and keep our trust in Yahweh and stick with people like you, Pastor, that's preaching the image, the truth.
You know what, my you're almost trying to preach for me tomorrow. That's what you're trying to do, but that's all right. I'll come behind you. But what I want to do tomorrow, I want to show the people the message that should be declared in this time. It's going to be surprising to many, because I know what this damnable Christendom has taught the nation of people. And everyone is pursuing something that they have no knowledge of what they're pursuing, my Ahbabi. And that's just the truth. It is the truth. And we need those to break down the simplicity of Torah, that we may we may understand. And when a man speaks, we will discern whether it is of Yah or whether it is not of Yah. These delusions and this deceit that is in the world today, there's only one that orchestrates it. And Yah is the one that giving power unto even this deceiver. He is the one, Bobby, listen, that is causing the people to believe in this damn thing. Here it is, this nation is broke. And yet they are saying that the people are going to spend 2.3% more this year than last year. They're going to spend nearly $1 trillion on a damn twisted lie. That's what they're going to do, my friend. And the damn trash they buy, after 2 weeks, it doesn't have any damn value to the ones they give it to. It has no value to them. And yet no one wants to hear the kingdom message, my ark. You understand? They don't want to hear the truth. Anything else on your heart, my ark?
Pastor, just here to say that I love you, and you keep preaching the Torah, Pastor. Keep standing on the truth that Yahweh lead and guide you in.
I will, my
friend. And by you. Yes, sir, Pastor.
All right, Yabarak and Shalom, my friend.
Shalom.
All right, all the way from Louisiana. What a beautiful call. What a beautiful, sincere truth that was simple, that we must be a people that regard the Torah. This one is coming after the workings of HaShatan. Yah has allowed this power of hell to create this most powerful delusion. This what we call Xmas, their Christmas. And it is something that is celebrated throughout every nation of the earth. It is. This is what Shaul says in 2 Thessalonica. I ask the question, you that have joined us, is it expedient for us, for our own convenience, that we can tell a lie or accept a lie? Is it all right to do that? Can we do that? Well, if you accept the lie of Jesus Christ, you accept the lie of these pagan lies like Christmas and all of these pagan days, and as our Ach Bible said, you don't even care for the feast of Yah, his days, something is twisted with you. You will sit down and eat with them. You cannot do that. Look at what Yahweh says. Yah says, because they received not the love of the Torah, that they might be delivered. They did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be Yahshach delivered. Because we don't receive the love of Torah, because we have not received the love of Yahshua, because we have not received the love of Yah, it says, for this cause Yah shall send them strong lies, delusion, that they should believe a lie. Do this world believe in Xmas and Jesus and lords and gods and Baals? Sure they do. They believe in the Baal. They believe in the gods. They believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a damn lie. And Yah has sent the delusion for these cowardly lying men. They call themselves preachers. They want to talk about having love. And they don't even receive the love of the Torah to show them the delusion that they're in. And the lies that they are perpetrating and perpetuating. Because they do not and have not received the love. They don't love the knowledge of the Shabbat. They don't love the knowledge of his name. Yah says, I'm going to send them one that is of the nature of Hashatan, and your damn Saint Nick, this fat beast of hell, he's of hell. I watch these damn ignorant parents. I don't like to go out during this time of the season. And the only time I will go out for things that are necessary. They let their little babies sit on the laps of these big, fat, grotesque men, pedophiles and freaks, rubbing their damn babies, kissing on them. I said that and I don't take it back. How about that? You're listening to Shemach Yisrael, Reach David Yisrael. Your calls are welcome. Your dissent, your disputing, and your debate is welcome. Ma'ach Babi, it is Yah that caused people to be driven for these damn pagan days because they don't want the Torah to love them. What is love? My Ach Babi, you have three children. Do you correct them? Sure you do. Do you have to chastise them? Well, absolutely. So that's what the love of Torah does. It corrects us. And say, your Jesus is a damn lie. Your Lord is a damn lie. Your Sunday church, your Yom Rishon, and your church is a damn lie. Your crucifixion is a damn lie. Your baptism is a damn lie. This man curses all the time. Well, I don't. Speak a challah upon you, Yisrael. I have a great affinity for my people, for the house, for the elect. So it is Yah that is sending this strong delusion. They celebrate Christmas in the honky-tonks. They got the Christmas trees up. They celebrate it in some of the most vilest, ill-repute places. Their bars, their clubs, at every kind of vile thing, every kind of erotic, pole dancing, Jezebel, sluttish, nasty, vile thing, all kinds of acts of lap dancing, every kind of damn thing is taking place, and they have the damn trees up. Is that highly esteemed among the world? That it is a damn abomination unto Almighty Yah. You shall never be a part of something that is based on the principles of a lie, because Hashatan is the father of all lies. And you know Christmas is a damn lie. And you're going to have emotions because of your Ima, because of your Avata. We'll say, that's my mother, so she gave her this. We got to take it. Woman, shut your damn mouth. It is not coming into my house. Give it to me. Mama, now look, I told you don't do this. Because you have done this, you have repeatedly done that, I will stomp it in the damn earth of the ground. and let mama and mom-in-law get angry as a beast out of hell. We have an email from Ach Michaya. He says, Shalom Riach, Hol Yisraya, Yabrach, a white lie is still a lie. I know, my friend, but this is how the world has dressed things up. And some of you that are maybe in my age group that watch things like Andy Griffin, he was a vile liar. He lied and lied. And this was impregnated in our minds to make us think that it was all right. He would lie and smile. So-called father knows best. There were not that many programs on in the 60s, Yisrael, the early 70s. And Guma Pyle, these ignoramuses. And Eliza lies, so Andy would say, and father knows best. Well, a little white lie. Because you're white and you told a damn lie? It still is a damn lie. It is out of the bosom of Hashatan, Yisrael. And this damn Christmas and all of these damn celebrations, Father Day and all of that. I went to an elder's home some time ago, and this is a man that has been teaching in the name of Yah for nearly 40 years, 50 years. And here he was celebrating Father's Day. It was a lie. He was celebrating the father of lies. Hashatan. Listen to what my Ach Michaya says. A white lie is still a lie. A little lie is still a lie. It makes no difference how you dress it up. A lie is a lie. And he spelled the word lie, the last one, in capitals. Emphatically is what he's saying. No matter what, if you are a liar, a kazab, you will be bound. John 8:32 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Since you mentioned this damn lie Xmas again, I have to say that the people are so caught up in this delusion. Yah has caught them up in the delusion. They will almost kill you if you were trying to tell them the truth. He doesn't intend for them to know the truth. Because they receive not the love of the truth, he's given them over unto that strong delusion. Of course, we do not even try. Let them go to hell in their folly, and take their damn Xmas and all of their lies with them. Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom. Shalom to you, my friend. I will buy that because I love buying truth. Yisraya. This is a deception of hell. Any lie is a deception. The name Jesus is a lie. It is a damn deception. The name God is a damn lie. It is of Hashatan. It is not of Yah. You're listening. Yishmak Yisra'yah, there's a time of great judgment. I want to read this account what Yochanan, as he was there on the Isle of Patmos, as he saw the splendor and the excellence of Yah revealed in Yeshua HaMashiach. He says this in Revelation, Gilyana, we must overcome the lies by keeping his Imat Yisra'yah. He says here in Revelation chapter 21, Gilyana, verse 7, he that overcome shall inherit all things. And Yah says, and I will be his Abba, his mighty one, his deliverer, and he shall be my son. And he begins the list of those that will not go into his kingdom. He said, those that are fearful, O Yari, they fear the world and what the world says. They participate in their Christmas parties on the jobs. Take a vacation day when they do it. Tell them you will not do it. Tell them you do not participate in those activities. Do not bake a cake for the lie, Yisra'yah. You've done it in time passes. Don't do it again. He said, but the fearful and the unbelieving, they won't believe in the name of Yah, as our Akbabi said, they won't believe in truth. But they will believe a damn lie. Isn't that amazing? They don't believe truth. They don't believe the Shabbat. They don't believe his name. They call him Lord. They call him Baal. They don't even believe what the truth says. And yet they believe a damn lie. And he says that the abominable, those that are perverse, the only way that we as a nation could have, were, cleansed, that is Tahoa, may clean it pure, was through the instructions and discipline of Torah. And Yahshua is the living Torah. And he makes us clean by the enlightenment and the knowledge of Torah. And it becomes alive that no vile thing of hell, the wicked attack of hell, can overcharge or overtake us to supplant the truth of Yah. He also says, and the murderers. Who are the murderers? Well, if we hate our brother, is Yahshua our brother? Sure. Without a cause. Because we love Christmas? Because you just have to celebrate your birthday? Come on, Yisra'iyah. You watch the world and what they do and what they delight in, you don't do it. He says, and those that are whoremongers, you call yourself having two or three wives, you are a damn liar, man. You don't even love any of them. You have them out working. You lay around on your fat arse. You got her out. You pimp her. You don't even assist. You don't do anything. There are many of them that are doing that. They're whoremongers. They play out their fantasies. That's all. They're not even a real man. You can challenge me on that. What is a real man? Well, I tell you, this real man has the ruach and the power of the living HaMashiach in him. He doesn't have the damn Jesus or the Christo in him. He says, and they're sorcerers, and no sorcerers, those that bewitch the mind. All foolish Colusia, who hath bewitched you, not deceived you, who have used the power of sorcery. The tongue of Hoshatan, the spirit of death, was not Hoshatan a murderer from the beginning? Did he believe? I read that in the beginning. Was he a liar? Did he work sorcery? Is the one that coming after him, is he going to cause deceit to operate in the minds of the people through his lying miracles? Is that not so? What we call the mighty, Anta-HaMashiach, the prophet, or the pseudo-prophet that shall speak against the truth of Yah? Isn't that in the hearts of many today? They speak against Torah. They speak against the Shabbat. They speak against his name. They're false and they're pseudo. He said they're sorcerers and they're idolaters. They worship. Not Shecha, but they worship a damn tree. Their babies bow down. They worship this damn fat bastard. Saint Nick is a fat bastard. He may be a Saint Nick, but he is not a Cherukim. He is not the set apart elect Debochim of Yah. He is a damn saint. And he is a Nick. No doubt about that. And they bring their children to these fat, greedy pigs. I'm not going to capitulate. When a man sits and projects a damn lie, he is a pig. These fat, greedy pigs, if a man would tell you a lie, you think he's going to tell you he's filling your little baby's buttock? He's got her near his physical anatomy? You are damn fools. You are a damn fool. These freaks, they play out their fantasies. You put your babies on their lap, kiss these damn wicked men. They're wicked men. They plan out a lie, and you are as wicked as they are. Hallelujah. That's all right. I don't make many friends. He says, and not, he did not say all sorcerers, all murderers, and all fearful. He said, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerer and the idolaters. And he said, all liars, all achzab, those that utilize deceit in a way that it is so treacherous. It is so wicked, the deception, that it disappoints one. Oh, the lie that my mother told me, it disappointed me. Well, Santa Claus is going to bring you something if you're nice. Well, hell, I never got anything. A pair of skates, water gun, some cap guns. And one year, my cousin purchased me a bicycle. When all the other kids were getting 3 speeds and 5 speeds, she purchased me one of those Pee Wee Herman bikes. I was so disappointed. I didn't like that big bicycle. At the big wheels and everything. big old red bike. And Andre McCarroll and Eric and John Crump, they had these beautiful, sleek bikes. And I just cried. I was so ashamed. I did not want to take it outside. I did not want the bicycle because Santa Claus was not nice to me because I was what they call good. And so this is what I got. Well, be it, I tell you what, that bicycle would outrun all those little bicycles with the small circumference of the wheels. When I would get that thing rolling, I could walk them all down. And all of a sudden, I began to enjoy this bike because I could go faster than them all. They got it in 5-speed, just spinning. And they're having to take 3-wheel revolution, and mine's taking 1, and it's just walking them down. Oh, I started off slow. It didn't take long that I would walk them down and just pass them and leave them. But it was a lie. If you are, quote, good, unquote, he's coming to town. Whether you've been naughty or nice, you can't venture into these stores, Yisrael, because you find yourself humming that damn mess. How do I know? Because I found myself doing it the other day. Could hear the song. In my mind, I say, this vile damn spirit of hell. So you don't run out to these wicked places this time of the year. You don't go out there and spend time. You go and get it and get out. I began this broadcast tonight talking about, is it all right that we as a people to accept a lie at times? Is it all right? Can we do that? Well, I see nowhere in Torah who gives us that kind of jurisdiction to supplant the truth. We must all deal in truth. Again, in Gilgal, Revelation 21:8, it said, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with the ish, the fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There is no power to even understand or even connect to Yah when the second death, it is a total separation. I will teach on that in the future to come, Yisra'iyah. It is a separation from the Most High. Yah cannot lie by the two immutabilities, by the power of his Torah and the witness of that in Yahshua, by the power of his strength, his Dabar, his promises unto Yisra'iyah, by the his promises unto Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and that revealed in the Zirah of Yisra'iyah, Yaakov, he cannot lie, Yisra'iyah. And the principle of this vile thing, it is based upon the most vilest of fraudulent deception. And that is what a shecha is. It is a deception. This is what the people love today. Listen. As Arach Babi, he called in and he said, they don't love truth. And also, Arach thy weed from Scotland. This is a nation, the people do not love truth. Now there is, you know, they bear witness with what Torah teaches us. Thy weed said this, and they are enemies of truth. They will defend a lie. They will defend their first day there. Yom Rishon keeping. It makes no difference what day. It doesn't? Well, tell that to the people on your job. It does make a difference. When you have an appointment, it doesn't make any difference what day it is? Oh, I know what the people will say, but I got an answer for them. This is the foolish generation. But look what David says here in Tehillim 52, Psalms 52, verse 3. These are the enemies of truth. Yah says you love evil or you love rach, a lie, something that is based upon fraudulent principles, more than you love that which is tough. The Torah is tough. It develops us in the maturity, in the character, to place or to, we will have the characteristics of Yahshua HaMashiach. But we love evil. We love an evil lie more than we love Tav. We love Christmas more than we love Pesach. We love Easter more than we love the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We love that. We love Father's Day more than we love Pentecost. He said, you love evil more than Tav. He says, and you love Shekah lying rather than to speak evil more than Tav. You love lying rather than to speak. We are people that love evil. We love Shekah, the fraudulent lies and the deception, rather than to speak the truth. We love that greater. That's what it says. Tehillim 52 verse 3. This is what David said. He said, you love ra. You love evil, and the word ra is bad. Listen. You also, in the Hebrew language, the word bad, just like B-A-D, it is also a lie. It is a fraudulent deception. You can enunciate it bad as a lie. He said, you love ra, which is bad, that which is evil, displeasing. He said, you love evil more than tav, and lying rather than to speak sadiq silah. These are lies. We can't love evil more than Tav. Does every Tav and perfect gift come from above? From Yah Abba, the Abba of or of light? Is not Yahshua the light of the world? Is he not? Then how can we love a lie, that which is bad, evil, more than we love Tav? You think these people love each other, don't you?
Shalom Yisrael. I do sincerely hope that this message has been a great inspiration to you, Yisrael. May Yah inspire your love through the knowledge of Yahshua HaMashiach. We ask you to support us and tell others of this dynamic broadcast to reveal unto Yisrael in this end and latter time the true tikvah, the hope of the true house of Yisrael, as Yah is calling all of his people from the four corners of the earth to gather in the bosom of Yahshua HaMashiach. We do want to hear from you. We do hope that our website, www.yahwehsword.org, is a great inspiration to you all. May this broadcast inspire you. Assist us in any way you can, Yisrael. And we do appreciate all of your gifts, the greatness of them, Yahshua HaMashiach. Yah barak you and continue in the faith, the emuna of Yah, Yahshua HaMashiach. Shabbat Shalom Yisrael.